Okay, so coming off of Shavuos, which is the Zman Matan Teresenu, and time that maybe people talk about or think about increasing their Torah learning, I'm going to come from an opposite angle. Is there a time during Shavuos that you're not allowed to learn? We'll put that out as the sort of the heading at the top, and we'll go into a long discussion, and we'll eventually come back to that. What?
During
Chazaras Hashem? Okay, I guess, yeah. So there's the perennial question that comes up for those that stay up on Shavuos night, so it comes the morning, so there's a shaila that arises regarding Birchas HaTorah. The basic background is that the Beis Yosef brings down two opinions in Rishonim about the general procedure, that on a regular weekday, you know, you make Birchas HaTorah Sunday morning, you go through your day, you go to sleep, you get up the next morning, it's Monday morning, you make another Birchas HaTorah. What's the machayev to make another, on a random day when it's not Shavuos, you didn't stay up all night, what's the machayev to make the Birchas HaTorah on Monday morning when you already made one on Sunday morning? There's two, the Beis Yosef presents it as if there's two possibilities. The Rush says that it's because you went to sleep. And sleeping is a Hasach Hadas. And now that when you wake up from your sleep, you have to make another Birchas HaTorah. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not because you went to sleep, it's because it's a new day. The bracha lasts for one day until you get up the next morning. Once you get up the next morning, it's a new day. The new day is mechayev, a new bracha. Then nafkamina between the two. Obviously, there's nafkamina in both directions. What if you go to sleep and it's not a new day? Or what if it's a new day and you didn't go to sleep? Meaning the Rosh Hashita is that sleep is the mechayev. You make a Birchas HaTorah in the morning and it lasts until you go to sleep. When you go to sleep and you wake up, you have to make another Birchas HaTorah. And so the Rosh would say that even if one goes to sleep in the middle of the day, takes an afternoon nap, when he wakes up afterwards, he has to say another Birchas HaTorah. That's the opinion of the Rush.
And is there a specific amount of how long he has to sleep?
So yes, it has to be a Shinas Keva. What defines a Shinas Keva is a little bit ambiguous. One of the factors certainly is how long he sleeps. One of the factors that people can pay attention to is whether he went into a bed or he was sitting up. Also, some of the later people can talk about whether he stayed in his clothes or he changed. So there's a little bit of a complex consideration as to whether or not to call it a Shinas Keva, but yes, the Rosh is only talking about a Shinas Keva. A Shinas Keva is Mechayev and New Bracha. The basic idea in the Rosh is that we're looking at this the same way we always look at a Bracha that you make on anything, on a mitzvah, or for that matter, even on food. The Bracha doesn't go on indefinitely. The Bracha is as long as you're thinking about it, as long as you have your mind on it. So when you go to sleep, that's a Hasach Hadas. Just there's a little bit of a twist when it comes to the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Tosis in Brachas Afid Aleph points out that whereas by other mitzvahs, if you get distracted, if you go do other things, so then that's called the Hasach Hadas. And when you come back, you have to make another bracha. So for example, on the end of Sukkot, so if a person eats breakfast in the Sukkah, and then he goes away for the day, he goes to the office or he goes on a trip, and then he comes back later in the day for lunch or for supper. He makes another bracha, another leish shiva sukkah, even though he made a leish shiva sukkah, but afterwards he went to the zoo. He came back, or he went to work, and he came back, or he works in the zoo, and he went to both, and he came back, and then that's Hasach Hadas. He has to make another bracha. Tosfos says that by Birchas HaTorah, even if the lumdus is the same, that Hasach Hadas is machayev, a new bracha, but we don't consider almost anything is not considered a Hasach Hadas, because Torah is such a constant staple of what a Jew is all about. So even when you're not learning, but you're almost learning, you mean to be learning. And even if that's not quite true, but ideally it should be true. And that seems to be to carry the day over here when on this halacha consideration. We don't consider going to work to be Hasach Hadas. We don't consider taking a trip to be Hasach Hadas, because you're always just one step away from learning. When you have a chance, you'll learn. So of course, there's a Moshe Haskell in that Tzitzvus, that that's the way he'd really supposed to relate to his Torah learning. But halacha l'maisa, that means that if a person, he says Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and then, he has, let's say he has a learning Seder in the evening, he's gone lots of places, done many things between that and the learning, but he doesn't have to make another bracha. Nothing is considered Hasach Hadas. But within that model, that we're really interested in Hasach Hadas, just we're very lenient in terms of what we call a Hasach Hadas when it comes to Liman HaTorah, but sleep, There's no way around it. So when you go to sleep, your mind shuts off. So sleeping is considered hatzachadas, even legabi berchas ha-teira. So that's why the Rush says that although, yes, you can make a bracha in the morning and that'll work for your kviyas itim in the evening or in the afternoon, but if you took a nap in the middle of the day, then you have to make another bracha because that's hatzachadas and you have to make another bracha.
Why don't you make a bracha when you give tzedakah?
That's a very good question. Right, there's a certain mitzvahs that...
Shang Lem Shir.
No, I don't think so. I see what you're getting at. You mean you wanted to say that... Because there is also... Talmud Torah is from the Dvarim Shang Lem Shir. This is Yesh Leishir. One day we have to give a shir on why there's no bracha on tzedakah. But I don't think that's the reason, and we'll leave that aside. That's the subject for that. Yeah. And we'll leave that maybe another time. We'll go into that.
And which bracha in specific are you referring to when you make a berachas atayr? Lasuk or Hashabach Rabbanah?
The whole trio.
One bracha.
What?
Which bracha are you?
The whole set. Make a berachas atayr.
The whole berachas atayr.
Right, meaning according to the Rosh, that when you wake up after a nap, you have to make another Birchas HaTorah, it means the whole set. I'm not sure how much we'll have time for, we might come back at the end of the shiur to discuss some situations where you'd make one and not all of them. But this Rosh that says you repeat Birchas HaTorah after a nap, he would say you do all the Birchas HaTorah. Rabbeinu Tam says that we don't follow the general model that we do by other mitzvahs like Sukkah, that the bracha works as long as there isn't a hatzachadas, and once there's a hatzachadas, then you need another bracha. We're not concerned about hatzachadas. It's more the way we think of the birchas hashachar. Every day you have to make a bracha that Hashem didn't make you a goy. Every day you have to make a bracha that Hashem didn't make you an eved or an isha. Every day you have to make a bracha that Hashem gave you sight. So every day you make a bracha on the Torah, and it's a once-a-day bracha. So that's why if you made a bracha Sunday morning, and then it's Monday morning, you have to make another bracha. But when you take a nap Sunday afternoon and then you wake up, you don't have to, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you do not have to make another bracha because it's still the same day. The bracha lasts for one whole day.
So if you made your bracha in the morning when you woke up on Monday and then you get an aliyah Monday morning, you have to make a bracha again.
Oh, very good question. Yes, you do. The bracha on an aliyah, the Torah, is a separate consideration. Now when... So we have these two shittas, right? According to the Rosh, it's totally on going to sleep. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's totally on a new day. It was the Magen Avraham says that he noticed something strange in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, I'm trying to figure out which way we pass them. The Beis Yosef brought down both of these opinions. Okay, but we should pass them like one of them. The Beis Yosef says that when somebody takes a nap during the day, yeshemrim that you make a bracha after the nap, yeshemrim that you don't make another bracha after the nap. And the minhag, the machaber says, the minhag is that we don't. And that remains the minhag, as man as that. Also, I think that's the way most people are knowing, even though it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that many achorinim were not happy with this bottom line of the machaber. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a lot of achorinim said, no, we think you should make a bracha. And even the Mishnah Berurah's own bottom line is that you could if you want. I'm a varech lo hefsed, meaning he doesn't want Paskin not to make a bracha because he thinks the arguments in favor of making the bracha are very strong. His lashon is hamavarech lehifsid. But that being said, I think that the very widespread minhag ha'olam, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find people that actually do that. Most people don't make a bracha. So it's interesting. In the times of the Rishonim, it was very much an open question. The Mechaber came out of the minhag is that we don't. Since then, again, it became a wide open question, was reopened, but once again, the minhag seems to be that we don't. But Al Kapan of the Magen Avraham says, here I see the Mechaber saying that our minhag is that we don't make a bracha after a nap. Well, that sounds like our minhag is that we don't follow the shita of the Rosh, we follow the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. If that's true, then if somebody stays up a whole night and now it's the next morning, he should make a bracha. But the Mechaber seems to say that there also you don't make a bracha. This is actually not clear in the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham, it's a little bit of a debatable reading, but the Magen Avraham read in the Mechaber, it seemed to the Magen Avraham that the Mechaber was holding that if you stay up all night and then it's the next morning, you don't make a bracha. If you went to sleep, yes, but if you stayed up all night, you don't make a bracha. So the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand. You can't have it both ways. You said that there's no bracha after a nap. Oh, that means that you hold that the new day is a machayev. But then you say there's no bracha for a new day. So then what is the machayev? There's got to be some machayev. Take your pick, but one or the other has to work. So he says it's shver. Why the machaber seems to say no to both questions? A bracha after a nap when it's the same day? No. A bracha without sleep when it's a new day? No. How could they both be no? So the Magen Avraham answers that kasha, he leaves it as a tzarachin. Rabbi Akiva Eiger responds, he says, it's nothing really shver here. Of course they're both no, because the machaber doesn't mean to be paskin. When he says no after the nap, he doesn't mean because I paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. He means because I'm choishish for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But then when it comes to the question of a new day and you didn't go to sleep, again the answer is no, because I'm choishish for the shita of the Rosh. He's not being mechriyas, so he'll never tell you to make a bracha until you have both mechayivim. But therefore, Zokter Rikiv Eger, one case should for sure be pashat. If you stayed up all night, so it's a new day, right? You stayed up all night, now it's the next morning, it's a new day, and you did take a nap anytime since yesterday morning, then everyone would agree that you make a bracha. Because let's say you took a nap in the afternoon, so at that point, the Rosh thinks you should have made a bracha immediately. Now, we don't make a bracha because we're being choshev for a minute of time. But as far as the Rosh was concerned, your bracha is already overdue. So then when it comes to the morning, and now Rabbeinu Tam's requirement is satisfied, so you've checked off all the boxes. The Rosh wanted you to make a bracha a long time ago, so he still wants you to make a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam now also wants you to make a bracha, so at that point, everyone would say that you make a bracha. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, we have this maman of shach, that if someone stayed up all night, but he took a nap during the previous day, then he can make a bracha in the morning. And of course, it's always of interest on Shavuos morning, but particularly in a year like this, where Erev Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, so many of us took a nap on Shabbos afternoon, it really removed most of the need for the morning to find somebody to be mitzvah you in Berachas HaTorah. Almost everybody was able to make their own Berachas HaTorah because as long as they took a nap Shabbos afternoon, so the Rosh wanted them to make a bracha immediately. They were just waiting because Rabbi Natam said no, but then once it's the next morning, Rabbi Natam also wants you to make a new bracha, so now everybody wants you to make a new bracha, you can make the bracha Maman of Shach.
Most people seem to have thought you have to have taken that nap at night. At least, I
show
people
were
like asking for someone who.
No. As long as you took.
Doesn't expire.
I could wake up at 6, push the snooze button, go back to sleep for another hour, and then the next night, and stay up on from that point all the way to the next night.
If you woke up at 6 and you pressed the snooze button, you probably didn't say your Birchas HaTorah.
Right. So you have to have said Birchas HaTorah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, the truth is that if we considered it still part of the previous night's sleep, then I don't know.
Birchas HaTorah kind of is what.
But if you made it, if you got up for the day, you said a Birchas HaTorah, and then you went to sleep for Shinas Keva anytime after that, then Rabbi Vager says by the next morning there's no problem.
How do we know the Machaber just doesn't agree with what's considered a sleep as opposed to? Like, he's just trying to be safe that maybe your nap didn't count as really sleeping.
Oh, okay. Maybe, I mean, the Mechaber, when he says, even after Ashinas Keva, we're noyeg not to make a bracha, so he says that he says he's talking about Ashinas Keva. It's true that there's some ambiguity about what's considered Ashinas Keva, but the Mechaber's...
So we don't feel that might be the issue. Right? He just doesn't feel Ashinas Keva is enough.
Right. No, because the Mishenim... The Rishonim used the term Shinas Keva, whatever it is that they meant. The Mechaber is saying that there's a machalik is whether that's Mechaev, and we're noig that we don't make a bracha even after that. Meaning, I think the Mechaber would say that even if a person got into bed right after the Shabbos Suda at 1 o'clock and he slept for 4 hours in his pajamas, that on that we would still say, the Rosh wants you to make a bracha, but we're chosh for a bit of time, and the minig is we don't make a bracha for that.
So according to the Mechaber, you need two ingredients. You need Shenis Keva and you need Alos HaShachar.
Right. That's this Chapa for Rabbi Eiger. That once you had that, the Mechaber keeps on saying no, because in each of the scenarios he was talking about, you only had one of the ingredients. But if you'll have both, then you've checked off all the boxes, so there's no reason you shouldn't be able to make a bracha.
But according to the Rosh himself, the next morning, it's okay to make the
the bracha.
Yeah, it's overdue.
It's overdue.
It's overdue, but right. You still need one. Yeah.
Like a lot of things, if you miss the time, you miss the time.
Right.
Like you can't, you know, wash Tilsi Daim and then an hour later.
No, but
the bracha. I don't know, like.
But over here, where you're still planning on learning, meaning maybe you're right. If you weren't going to learn anymore, then yeah, you can't make a bracha now for the learning that you did the last 12 hours,
right.
But for the learning that you're going to do going forward, according to the Rosh, that needs a bracha.
Okay.
So Rabbi Baker says that he has this Maman of Shach, and he's very comfortable with someone making a bracha when you have these two boxes checked off. Except, says there's one problem. This first part was very well known, the Maman of Shach of Rabbi Kiveger. This next part is not as well known, and it really could, in some cases, make an issue. The Gemara says, Brachas Afir Aleph, that if somebody comes to learn Torah after he already davened, he doesn't have to say Brachas HaTorah, Shekvar Yotza Ba'ava Rabba. From that Gemara we learn that there's something called a plan A Birchas HaTorah and a plan B Birchas HaTorah. Excuse me. The brachas that we call Birchas HaTorah, that's plan A. You're supposed to, before davening, you're supposed to say Lasik B'Divrei Seira, Harav Na'ashem Malikeinu, Asher Baruch Abanu Mikol Amim. That's our Birchas HaTorah. If a person didn't say that, and then he started to daven, so there's a bracha of Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, that same Gemara discusses the two Nuschais, and Brachas Yad Aleph, is it Ava Rabba, is it Avas Olam? But in that bracha, we say Avinu Avrachamon, same Levin Abina, Lahavin, Lahaskin, Lashmay, Lumon, Lamed, Vaharinin, Vesera Secha, or Mavakesh, that Hashem, we also, Vatlam Dem Chayim, Last Saincha, right? We talk about the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, we ask Hashem for Siyata Deshmay and learning Torah. That, the Gemara says, that's also a Birchas HaTorah, even though that's not really designed primarily as a Birchas HaTorah, it's Birchas Kriyishma, but it works. You're Yaitse, your Birchas HaTorah with that. So if a person didn't say Birchas HaTorah before davening, and he already davened, and he said that bracha, so the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, says, that's it, you Yaitse Birchas HaTorah, you don't have to say it anymore. All the Rishonim bring down, though, that in the Talmud Yerushalmi, when it says the same thing, it adds a caveat. It says, V'hu she'ilmoid al-asar. That's only provided that he learns right away, al-asar, like la'altar. He has to learn immediately. Meaning, if he says Avas Olam and then right away learns, so the Rishonim say, what do you mean if he right away learns? Right after Avas Olam, he says Kriya Shema. So most Rishonim say that the Kriya Shema doesn't count because that you're not saying L'shem Limud HaTorah, you're saying that as part of your davening. Hushilmer al-Asar means that right after davening, it's not really so clear what that means, but let's say right after Shemayna Esrei, for argument's sake, let's just say it means right after Shemayna Esrei, if you open a sefer, or even without opening a sefer, you say a Mishnah by heart, you know, or some psukim, you do a little bit of learning immediately, then the bracha works. Now, there's different interpretations of what that means. The Ravid holds that the Yerushalmi means to say that the bracha of Ava Rabba or Ava Salem is very limited. It only works for what he learns immediately. And then, you know, if you want to learn right after davening, you're yaitzi with the Ava Rabba. But then if you're going to go to work and then you're going to have a Seder later in the day, a Kfiyas Itim, so then you're going to have to make another Birchas HaTorah. That's the Ravid Shita. Taisus doesn't hold that way. Taisus holds that the Ava Rabba could last for the whole day, just like the regular Birchas HaTorah, but with the condition of Vuhusha Yilmed al Asar, meaning if he learns right away, so that gives the bracha something to be chal on, then it lasts the rest of the day. But if you say your Ava Rabba, and Shema Esrei, and then you leave Shul, and you don't learn anything immediately, so it didn't have anything to be chal on, and then it doesn't count as a Birchas HaTorah.
Sfaradim say, Kolakeinu, at the end of it, you have Rabbi Shmuel, you have
you have Divrei Torah there. That's
Talmud,
true.
You have Is that considered learning then?
I would imagine that should work.
That's why it's put in. One, it's a lacha, it's a mishnah.
Okay.
Talmud Torah.
Yeah, they have the Pitamak Torah, and that bechira should work. The end of the Tosfos, right? You know, Tosfos is of the opinion that the Gemara only means that regarding Avarabba. I mean, Avarabba, which is the plan B version of Birchas HaTorah, so that's not a real Birchas HaTorah. So in order to make it into a, have a Chalos Shem Birchas HaTorah, Hush Yilman Al-Asad, there's this condition that he has to learn something. But the real Birchas HaTorah, that's just Birchas HaTorah. That doesn't need this condition. But Tosis writes, it's an interesting Tosis. Tosis says that there's a minhag by the Tsarfasim, the French, which is unusual because Tosis, the Balei Tosis, were the, you know, Rabbani Tsarfas. So I don't know of anywhere else where Tosis quotes the Tsarfasim. I don't know what that means. Maybe it's a very late Tosfos and it was written at the very end of the Tekufa. The Balei Tosis were really in Germany when Torah was already very hard in France at the end of the Tekufa, the Balei Tosis. So maybe it was from there. I don't know. But Tosis writes that the Tsarfasim have a minhag that after Birchas HaTorah in the morning, they say Birchas Kehanim, Baruch Hashem Yishmerecha. They say, so you have some mikra. They say Eil Dvarim Shein Lahem Shir, so you have a Mishnah. Eil Dvarim Shadam Oichav Arsem Baalam Azeh, so you have a Brisa. And that's so that they have this Yilman Al Asar even on the Birchas, on the morning Birchas HaTorah. Now, of course, we all recognize that that's exactly what we do. That's the universal minhag ha'olam nowadays. Tosfos brings it as an obscure minhag that isn't really necessary, because Tosfos' understanding was that the Yerushalmi only meant that the Avos Olam, which is the plan B, Birchas HaTorah, that has a Tanai of Hushi Yilman Al Asar. But if you do the real Birchas HaTorah, then there's no such Tanai. But some people have a minhag that they do it on, even on the real Birchas HaTorah. That became the more widespread minhag. So there's a, I would say we have three main shittas in the, how to take this Yerushalmi. You have the Ravid who says that it's coming to limit the power of the Avos Olam, that it only works for what you learn immediately. Tosfos disagrees. It works for the whole day, but it's coming to add a special condition to the Avos Olam, that it only works on condition that you learn immediately. And then there are those that say that that's true also for the regular Birchas HaTorah, but Tosfos' opinion is that you don't really need it for the regular Birchas HaTorah. Okay, what does all this have to do with our scenario? Zok Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that when you read that Gemara in the Bavli, right, it says that there's a plan B version of Birchas HaTorah called Avos Olam. So you're thinking, of course, of the Shachris Avos Olam, because, you know, you presumably wouldn't take you till 12 hours later to get around to Birchas HaTorah. So it's talking about if somebody wakes him in the morning and then before he says Birchas HaTorah, he davens. Obviously, we mean davening Shachris. But Dr. Akiva Eiger, there's two Avos Olams. And the same way the first one is about Torah, the second one is a different Nusach, but it's also it's about how Hashem, because of his love for us, he gave us the Torah. We talk about learning Torah in the evening Avos Olam also. So whatever is true for the morning Avos Olam is also true for the evening Avos Olam. So now, we said that when it's Shavuos morning, let's say this year we're Sunday morning, so you stayed up all night, that's a Machayev according to Rabbeinu Tam. We're not going to be simple, just on Rabbeinu Tam. Ah, but you took a nap on Shabbos afternoon, that's a Machayev according to the Rosh. So by now, you've checked all your boxes, everybody, you know, you have a go-ahead to make a Birchas HaTorah. Problem is, according to the Rosh, that you took a nap yesterday, let's say from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So you needed a new Birchas HaTorah. You didn't make it. But then you went and davened Maariv at 9 o'clock. You davened Maariv and you said Avos Olam. If you're Yotzei Birchas HaTorah with your Avos Olam, then that satisfies the Rosh. According to the Rosh, you needed a Birchas HaTorah since yesterday afternoon and you said it. You said, of course, we don't say a Birchas HaTorah when we get up from our nap, but you davened Maariv. And Maariv is a fulfillment of the obligation, the Avos Olam of Maariv is a fulfillment of the obligation of Birchas HaTorah. So then when it comes to the morning, according to the Rosh, I was already Yotzei. According to Rabbeinu Tam, I wasn't Yotzei, but okay, so are we allowed to make the bracha just when it's just according to Rabbeinu Tam? We've lost the Maman of Shach. We've lost the Maila of having checked both boxes. We're back to the state of only having Rabbeinu Tam and not the Rosh. That's the problem that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Ma'ir. Now, that may be why in your shul they wanted to find somebody that took a nap at night, because then you wouldn't have, you know, because everybody that davened Maariv already was Yotzei according to the Rosh. You don't have the Roshes anymore. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that after raising this issue, he says, I don't think it's such a big problem. He's, first of all, you have the Shittas HaRavid, that Avos Olam doesn't work long term, it just works for what you learn immediately. And even though Tosfos doesn't bring this down, but and the Shulchan Aruch also doesn't bring it down, but he writes that the Pri Chadash actually paskin this way. So there is one shita that that your Avasalim is not relevant, because it works for what you learn immediately after Marav, but it doesn't work for the rest of for the rest of the evening. So now we need another Berachas Torah according to the Rosh also. Yeah, but in between you went home and you had a suda, so your Berachas Torah of Avas Elam is not going to work for the rest of the night. But okay, that's just the Ravid. We're not going to be semichan just that. It's still a sort of a das yachid. But he says, okay, but you still have the Tanai of Hushi Elam and Alasar. Meaning that everyone accepts that Avas Elam only works if you learn immediately. But a person, after you finish Maariv, people finish Maariv, and then they go home and they have their Suda, and then an hour later they come back to Shul, so they're not being Yilmud al Asar. Oh, so therefore the Avas Olam doesn't work to be Moitzi them, and therefore we're back to saying we have the Maman of Shach. According to the Rosh, you needed a Berachas HaTorah since yesterday at 4 o'clock. True, you said Avas Olam, but the Avas Olam isn't working because you didn't learn immediately, so now you're back to having the Maman of Shach. But then the horror is, let's say you're davening Maariv, Shavuos night, and you finish, it's Maariv, it's not a long Shemoneh Esrei. You finish your Maariv in 2.5 minutes. The Rav of Yeshul, let's say, has a long Shemoneh Esrei. He finishes Maariv in 5 minutes. So what are you doing during those 2.5 minutes? So, you look around what's on the table, and there's the various parsha sheets, and you pick up the Torah Ladas or something else, and you start reading it to Baratayra. Gevalt! You were just Yilman al Asar. Right after Shemoneh Esrei, you picked up Divrei Torah and you started to read it. So you learned immediately after the Avos Olam, then the Avos Olam is Chal. And then you lost your Maman of Shach. Because now, according to the Rashi, Riki Vayger just said, don't worry about it, because it's only if you're Yilman al Asar. And after Maariv, everybody's going home. They're not learning, right? They're going home, they're having their Suda. Yeah, probably Riki Vayger was the Marda Asra. They waited for him for Shemoneh Esrei. But what about everybody else in his Shul? If somebody in that 2 minute break, a 1 minute break between when you finish your Shemoneh Esrei and when the Chazan starts Kaddish, if you learn during that time, then you've really messed up the Maman of Shach that we rely on to make the Berachas HaTorah in the morning. That's why I said at the, my Divrei Zehiras we're coming out of this Mama Antaraseinu. But if I was speaking last week, I would say my Divrei Zehiras going into Mama Antaraseinu, make sure you don't learn Torah during that slot, right? During that minute after you finish Maariv, because if you do, then you have a major Brachas Shaila the next morning. But if you don't, then Rabbi Vega says you're good to go. Now, the truth is that even if you do, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the truth is, I say this tongue-in-cheek. I would never say that you should not learn that minute. The value of learning that minute is worth getting into the Brachas Shaila, and then we'll figure out how to, then you can spend the rest of the night figuring out what to do with your Brachas Shaila. But it is just an interesting observation that learning that minute creates this problem, this Halacha Shaila. So what do you do then? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually is of the, even though he makes his home a Maman of Shach, but, and that he says he's very comfortable relying on, but he says that really deep down, he believes that even if you don't have the Maman of Shach, you can make a bracha the next morning. Because he thinks that the way that we set up the machlokes to begin with, that it's like a two mutually exclusive opinions. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a new day is a machayev. The Rosh holds going to sleep is a machayev. And they're mutually exclusive. Each one doesn't hold over the other. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says he thinks that's a misnomer. They argue about whether sleep is a machayev. Rabbeinu Tam holds no, sleep, it's not totally in Hesach Hadas, so sleep is not a machayev. And the Rosh says, yeah, when you go to sleep, that's a Hesach Hadas, that's a new machayev. But even aside for Hesach Hadas, let's say you're never Mesiach Das, but what about just the question of how long does a bracha last for? Would the Rosh say, let's say a person never slept, right? Let's say people were made in such a way, you never had to sleep. Would the Rosh say that you can make a bracha once and it works for the rest of your life? Other brachas, I mentioned before, even though it's not really a good parallel, but, the bracha Shalei Asani Goy, even though Hashem didn't make me, he once didn't make me a Goy, And I thanked him for that already, but I have to thank him again and again, right? I have to acknowledge it again and again each day. So maybe a little bit of a closer parallel is, even though it's also, I wouldn't say it's a raya by any means, but there's an interesting halacha that we find by a tefillas haderech. Tefillas haderech, when you go for a trip, you're supposed to make a bracha, right? You go on a trip, obviously, you know, meaning out of the city, you make a bracha. The machayev is the derech. But nevertheless, there's a halacha, it's not usually so again nowadays, but, you know, because nowadays, with, you know, we travel very quickly, but it used to be that any trip, if you were going somewhere substantial, you know, going from Minsk to Pinsk, but you're going on you know, in your wagon, so it was more than one day. You traveled, you know, you left one and you stayed at an inn overnight, two nights, three nights, and then you arrived at your destination. So the Rishonim will say, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to make a new tefillas haderech each day. Even though it's one mechayev, but how long does the bracha last? The bracha, it's true, it's one derech, but the bracha only lasts for one day. If it's the next day, you have to make another bracha.
So when we say the tachsi reini and tefillas haderech,
yeah,
that's only if it's that day, the day I have sick.
Yeah. If you're going back the next day, then...
Morning tonight, does it make a difference? We'll leave in the morning and come back that night.
So then you say, if you say v'tachzirinu, I think then you don't have to make another bracha. But there are situations where you make another bracha the same day if you take two separate trips. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, for us city dwellers, it's not usually that negeya. But I remember one summer, I was in the country and I went every day to a camp to learn with I was learning with a bacher as a job. It was a 10-minute drive, I think. I maybe drive more than 10 minutes, but I was thinking tefillas haderech on that drive. And the last day that I was up in the country, I also did that drive. You know, in the morning I went to learn with that boy. And then we came home, we loaded up the car, and then we headed back to the city. That's a new tefillas haderech. Even though I said tefillas haderech already, but it's a new trip. That, you know, it's not the same derech.
10-minute drive,
you say it's less than that. So if it was, you know, if you're traveling a parsa between cities.
No homes.
So, right. So the, I you know, scattered it out. It looked to me like using my odometer that I'm traveling more than a parsa. But parsa is 4 mil, which is, let's say, between 6,000 and 8,000. Let's say 8,000 feet. 8,000 feet is about a mile and a half. So, you know, but if there's houses every 70 amos, then you never really left the city. But if you do leave the city and there's a mile and a half of uncivilized territory in between, I mean, unsettled, then you need to feel a
tefillas haderech. Well, so what if you stay up all night traveling for 2 days?
I think the same thing. I think you would say a new tefillas haderech. Right. No, I don't think so. I think it's the new. Yeah, because anyway, that's not a mitzvah. The Hesach Hadas wouldn't be relevant over there, I don't think. Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he doesn't make this comparison, but I think it's. I think that he's thinking along these lines, but he says that he thinks that he really, even according to the Rosh, a new day is a new mechayev. Even though the Rosh holds it's totally in Hesach Hadas, so that means he's adding an additional mechayev. Hesach Hadas is a mechayev. But if it's the next day, then you need a new bracha. Brachas don't last indefinitely, so each bracha only lasts for one day. So, but that's already a very much more debatable, controversial thought. You can see in the writings of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he says, this is really what I really think, but anyway, you know, if you took a nap, you don't have to come on to that, you have your Maman of Shach. Just, and don't worry about the Avasailam, because it's only if you learn Al Asar. And he was assuming that who's learning Al Asar right after the Avasailam. But I was, you know, I had this Ha'ara that Lamaisa, if somebody does learn and he has that minute break and then he uses that time to learn, which is a very fine thing, so then he doesn't have the Maman of Shach. He still has Rabbi Kiveger's Hachara that he thinks he should make a bracha, but a lot of Paitskim don't, you know, don't accept that. Then, under those circumstances, it would be advisable to have somebody else be Maitzi him in the morning.
When does that kick in? I don't think this is such a relevant thing, but in theory it can happen. You know, let's say with air travel or something. Like, let's say you, it's
the middle of the night and you wake up and you want to learn.
Yeah.
Right? So do you say, you know, Berachas HaTorah?
If you
then what if you're up from that point? You know, like at what point does that new day begin?
It's, okay, so it's a little bit, yeah, it's not really so clearly defined, but I think that what the Pesukim say is that it depends on whether you did your sleep for the night. Meaning, meant it as your night's sleep, you meant to sleep for the night, and then you wake up, even if it's before Alayis HaShachar, then you'd say Berachas HaTorah for the following day.
So for the person that stayed up all night, for the opinion that that counts as requiring a bracha, at what point in the night? So now you're staying.
Oh, so then you'd say by after Alayis HaShachar. Yeah,
so
after Alayis HaShachar. Right. So that is a little bit more inyan leinyan. This ha'ara that Rabbi Kivager brings in, the nighttime avas olam, so it reminded me of something else. It's not so usual that Pesukim talk about the nighttime avas olam being relevant for Berachas HaTorah, but you know where else it comes up? There's a very geshmaka ha'ara. It's said over as the ha'ara of the Kozhuk Lover. Now, who's that? Not such a household name for most of us. In Hasidic circles, it is. He was a very big Pesuk in the dirt right before the war. In Hasidic circles, he was recognized as a very, very big Pesuk. And he was, his shteller was that he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. When Rav Meir Shapiro, who founded the yeshiva, and it was a major moised. Yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin. It was certainly in the Hasidic world, it was the preeminent yeshiva in Europe, and it was, you know, his sort of, you know, crowning yeshiva. Well, he had his I guess his maybe more crowning yeshiva, his more lasting achievement was Daf Yomi. But I think in his lifetime, what he saw more nachas from was that he built this yeshiva, and you know, he had this vision, and he built it, and it was a major thing. And then very, very unfortunately, a short time after the yeshiva began, he died. He died very, very young, Rav Meir Shapiro. And then they were looking for a new Rosh Yeshiva. And the new Rosh Yeshiva was this, his name is Rav Hirschleib Frommer. And he took over, I think, in 1933, and then, you know, it was closed down by the Nazis, and if I'm not mistaken, he was killed by the Nazis also. But he has a sefer of Shas Teshuvah, it's called Eretz Tzvi. And in this sefer, he's ma'orer, a very, very geshmak ha'ar. It's interesting that, you know, I don't know of anybody before the 1930s, or maybe he wrote these tshuvas a little bit early, whatever, before the early 1900s, anybody that had this ha'ara. But the ha'ara that he makes is the following. We all know that you know, there's a general rule of thumb, even though it's not really carved in stone, there's what to be mafalpal about it, but it's generally accepted that a mitzvah that I do when I'm not mechuyev v'davar can't pater me from my chiyev after I become mechuyev v'davar. It's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that if somebody is itim cholim, itim shait, if somebody, rachman al son, is the real mental illness that makes him sometimes a shaita and sometimes not. He has these episodes that make him a shaita, and then the episode passes, and then he's a bardas. So the Gemara says if he ate matzah Pesach night while he was a shaita, and then he got better, and it's an hour later, it's still Pesach night, he has to eat the matzah again, because a shaita is pater from the mitzvah, and he did the mitzvah, but he did it b'shas patur. That can't pater him during his shas chiyav. So the Kozhuk Lover's ha'ara was as follows. A bar mitzvah boy. His bar mitzvah is, okay, let's say, what's today? Today is Ches Sivan. So his bar mitzvah, let's say, is Tes Sivan. That means tonight, he's going to become bar mitzvah. This morning, he woke up and he said Berachas HaTorah as a katan. Tonight, he's going to have his bar mitzvah. All the guests are going to come. He's going to deliver his pshetel after it's dark. Could he do that without a Berachas HaTorah? He made a Berachas HaTorah already, yeah, but he made a Berachas HaTorah when he was a katan. And now he's chayav midei raisa. Berachas HaTorah, the Ramban says it's day raisa. That also is a discussion, but at least many poskim can accept that Berachas HaTorah is a day raisa. And now he's chayav midei raisa in Berachas HaTorah. And he never said it yet in a way that could be moitzi him on a level of day raisa. So what do we do in this situation? So, you know, here again, the simple eights would be, say, you know, to say, okay, I have a new chumrah. A bar mitzvah boy, on the first night when he becomes a mitzvah, he should not learn Torah. He should make sure that from when it gets dark until the next morning, it's no Torah Tuesday for this bar mitzvah boy. And the next day, next morning, he could... Right, that means they can't give a pshetel.
If he daven Aharon, then the
Avos Olam
is good.
Oh, so this is what the Kosher Glover said. He said that the solution could be the Avos Olam. Let him daven Maariv, b'yotze with the bracha of Avos Olam, and he should, right? And then he has to say that, right, it's not Pashut, right? It only works if Yilma and Al-Azhar. So, So we have to tell him to have in mind to be Yotze and Shilma and Al-Azhar. The Pshetel, the Pshetel might be half an hour after Maariv. So that's not, I don't think that qualifies for Al-Azhar. You should really, what he says is that you should tell a Bar Mitzvah Bachar that by Maariv that night, he should have in mind that he's being Yotze Birchas HaTorah with the Baruch of Avos Olam, and that he should learn something immediately after he finishes Shemayna Esrei. That's a nice Eitzah, but I don't think most people do tell that to them, I have to confess, even though I've seen this before, but I already have three strikes. I never remembered to tell this to my Bar Mitzvah boy, on the day of the Bar Mitzvah. It's not just the Kosher Glover. I've seen brought down that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was a big proponent of this. He also said you should tell a Bar Mitzvah boy that he took this chashash seriously. You should tell the Bar Mitzvah boy the night of his Bar Mitzvah, he should have in mind by Avos Olam that he's being Yotze Birchas HaTorah and Shiyulmud Al-Asar right after Shemayna Esrei. But certainly most people don't do that. And also, it means you have to schedule the evening that way with Maariv at the beginning of the affair. Not necessarily at the beginning, right? If it's at the beginning, it might be while it's still daytime, then you blow it again. It has to be right when it gets dark.
It's
no problem for the pshetel. But again, right. If he's going to want to learn anything at night, do we want it? We don't want to tell the Bar Mitzvah boy he's not allowed to learn. Adirava, right? The Bar Mitzvah boy ideally should feel very idealistic that night. He should want to chop a ride and spend the time in the best possible oifen. So he should be sitting and learning. But according to this, he's not allowed to learn. Right, it only helps you post Maariv, and if you daven Maariv, if you're gonna have the Maariv at the end of the Suda, then it's not gonna help for that either. Right. So then also it's not gonna help.
Maybe that's where the minute came of singing during the pshetel.
I would say this is a great topic for a pshetel, by the way. If anybody's making a bar mitzvah, you could definitely talk about this, and it's a geshmaka topic. But al kapanim, what to do lemaisa? So the poskim say that what you could be samech on, meaning really ideally it is a good idea to have in mind, if this Maariv schedule could be made to work out, good, do that and be yotze with Avos Olam. But if it doesn't, so then what? Is he not allowed to learn until, because he doesn't have a Birchas HaTorah? So I saw brought down in the Dirsha Mishneh Berurah, B'Shem Rav Elyashiv, that he said that you could be samech on the Suffolk that maybe he's not a real gadol. Every bar mitzvah boy, we treat him as a bar mitzvah boy, but really only for derabbanan, not for deraisas. And that's because to be a bar mitzvah, you really need two ingredients. You have to be 13 years old, and you have to be maybe shtei tzaris. Right, the hair has to start to grow, b'makam erva, and without that, he's not. That's a symptom of puberty of the beginning, at least, and that's part of what it takes to make a gadol. And we don't check, right? We don't, Bar Mitzvah boy gets an aliyah, he learns from the Torah, that's all fine. We don't check, chas v'shalom, it would be embarrassing. But the idea is, that's all because getting an aliyah, davening for the Amor, these are all derabbanans. Rabbah says in the Gemara, there's something called chazakah derabbah. Rabbah says that there's a chazakah that once a child is 13 years old, so he probably was maybe shtei saris. We could rely on that. But for deraisas, we don't rely on that. That's why you may notice in shul that it happens sometimes that there's a bar mitzvah on the week of Parshas Zachar. And the week, if that happens, so we won't allow the bar mitzvah boy to lane maftir. He can lane the parasha, but he can't lane maftir. Parshas. Some are machmer on that for Parshas Parah. Also, I made a bar mitzvah. One of my boys got a bar mitzvah on Parshas Parah. He didn't lay maftir. So there is a shita that that's a dayraisa. We don't rely on the chazaka of the rabbi for dayraisas. It's also relevant to being moisi somebody in Birkas HaMazon. That's really something that's not so shriach nowadays, right? Now, it used to be very shriach, right? It used to be that the mezamein was moisi the oilam with Birkas HaMazon. You know where the shah, there's a tshuva in Rebbe Kiva Eger, there's a long tshuva that goes through all the ins and outs of this topic. The case was that there was a sofer in town who had an apprentice that helped him. And that apprentice was a young kid. How old he was exactly was that's part of the deal, and one person claimed this, one person claimed that, and who had the money, was he really 13? Assuming that he was 13, though, but he looked like a young 13-year-old, and if he's, what exactly is he doing with the tefillin? If he's doing anything that requires a bardas, so then the tefillin, you know, the tefillin are only kosher if he's bar mitzvah. The sefer was saying, yeah, he's bar mitzvah, but this is deraisas, right? To the kashrus of the tefillin is deraisa. So we don't rely on the chazaka de rabba for that. So that there's such a tshuva Rebbe Kiva Eger. So yeah, you have to know, you know, when lagabi what we consider a bar mitzvah and lagabi what we don't. So Rabbi Yashiv said that to tell him to make another bracha is, you know, yeah, if he's chayiv in another bracha, he has to make another bracha. If he's not chayiv in another bracha and we tell him to make a bracha, then it's a bracha vatala. The Isra Bracha Vatala is an Isra Deraisa. For that, we have to be Cheshesh for the Tzad, that he's a Katan. Because we can't rely on the Chazaka de Rabba to be matter the potential Isra Deraisa of a Bracha Vatala. So therefore, he says he can't make the Bracha. And so if he can't make the Bracha, he can learn without the Bracha. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. But what's
the Rabba is saying anyway?
Yeah, he is saying, yeah, but again, but let's say he's saying that later at night. He's saying that at 10:30.
And he shouldn't do it specifically for that.
No, no, he's happy with you doing it with being yates with Avos Olam. That's a great idea. But like we said before, what if it doesn't work? Well, first of all, not every kid knows to do that. And also, what if Marav is going to be davened later, or as some of you said, maybe it's earlier. He's saying what you could be rely on, even if you're not, you don't have the Avos Olam trick. You can rely on the fact that since there's a possibility he wasn't maybe Shtei Sarais, so that's a sibah not to allow him to repeat the brachas, and memela, it's mutter for him to learn without the brachas. I want to, again, go me inyan le'inyan, but you say inyan. There's a very geshmaker shtekel from Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yim Kim Dama. He also, these are two people that were gedele, Dele Hadar before the war, and both of them were killed in the war. Interestingly, I don't know what the whole sequence of events was, but I know that Rav Nachum Zemba was one of the people that was considered for that shteller of to become the Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin. Yes, he was a Goyin Olam. He was in the Warsaw Ghetto, and he was killed in I think during the uprising. Rav Nachum Zemba has a very geshmaka shikol Torah that goes, you know, be'inyin zeh. The first mission in Shas is meimus hakarin es shema ba'arvis mishol shekhanam nechnas melachal b'tshumasan, which means that kriyas shel arvis begins at tzeitzei kochavim. There's a braisa on Amud Beis that brings some other opinions about when zman kriyishma starts. Basically, what it says in the braisa is that zman kriyishma, it's a little bit before Tzeitzei Kochavim. It's when people start to eat supper. There's a few people, there's a different opinions in the braisa. Some go by when the aniyim eat, and some go by when the ashirim eat, and some go by when they eat on Shabbos, and some go by when they eat on weekdays. But it's a few opinions that revolve around supper time. And Tosfos on Amud Aleph writes, but those are all before Tzeitzei Kochavim. And Tosfos says, and that's the answer to Rashi's kasha. You know, the first big discussion in Rishonim in Shas. And Rashi has the kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Zman Kriyisha starts from Tzeitzei Kochavim, but we all say Kriyisha before Tzeitzei Kochavim, because the minhag then was that they didn't want to be out in the field too late when it was very dark, so they davened early. So Rashi asks, looking at this first Mishnah, how are we Yotzei Kriyisha when we daven early? So Tosfos says the answer is, because we don't really paskin like this shita that you need Tzeitzei Kochavim. You have in the Brais Anam Abayz lots of shitas that allow it a little bit earlier when it's not quite so dark, so we daven late enough to be Yotzei those shitas. So Menachem Zemba asked a kasha. the kasha is not really a kasha. I mean, he didn't mean that it's really a kasha, but a ha'ara, he says, isn't it strange? It's the first mission in Shas. We don't paskin like it. You know, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he came, we generally have a rule that the halacha is like a stam mishnah, which means that even though it's not, that's not a rule without, you know, without exceptions, but the idea behind it is that part of what Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was trying to do when he was Masada the Mishnayis was to tell us what to do, to give us bottom lines. Not always, but there is such an idea, the halacha is stam mishnah. The very first mishnah in Shas, he gives us a stam mishnah, but that we don't really pass him like that. It's strange. So he says, and I'm going to be makdim something. I didn't see that he includes this, but there's a word from Reb Tzadik HaKohen. Reb Tzadik HaKohen, in the very beginning of his Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says, you know why the Shas begins with Me'emes HaKerin Shema Ba'arvis? Why is that the first mission in Shas? He says, because that's the first mitzvah that a Yid does in his life. Because when you become Bar Mitzvah, so your very first mitzvah is Kriyas Shema Ba'arvis. So therefore, the Shas starts off with that mission. That's Tchilas Knisas Sa'adam La'olam Mitzvah is with Kriyas Mishal Arvis. So that's why it's the beginning of Shas. That's Reb Tzadik. Dr. Menachem Zemba, Taisa says that you could really be Yotzei Kriyas Shema before Tzeis Kachavim. Like those Tanayim and Amabeis that say he really goes by supper time, which is earlier. You could be Yotzei Kriyas Shema before Tzeis Kachavim. That's true, Dr. Menachem Zemba, most days of your life. But not the day that you become Bar Mitzvah. Because the day that you become Bar Mitzvah, you could have this Shekel Torah from Taisvis that Zman Kriyas Shema goes by these earlier Zmanim. But birthdays go by real Laila. Right? That's a din in B'shach B'cha. Maybe B'shach B'cha really means supper time. But birthdays go by dates on the calendar. That goes by Tzeis HaKachavim. Which means that on the day that you become Bar Mitzvah, if you daven at one of these early minyanim that Taisus approved of because it's after Shosha Oni Nichnas Lechel Pitoi, so yeah, it's good enough to be Yetzi Kriyas Shema, but as a katan. So you'll daven then, you'll say Kriyas Shema, and then half an hour later you'll become a god and you have to say Kriyas Shema again. So when do you have to say Kriyas Shema the first time that you're chayav in Kriyas Shema? That has to be after Tzeis HaKachavim, because otherwise you're not going to be Yetzi as a gadol. So he says, so the mission, what's the whole reason why this mission is here? Why is it's brachas, it's not Masechus Kriyas Shema, it's Masechus brachas. Why is the first mission Shas starting with Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis? Reb Tzadik HaKohen said, because we're thinking of the Bar Mitzvah boy. That's why the mission is here, because it's the first mitzvah that a person does in life. Oh, the Bar Mitzvah boy. That's who we're talking about. For the Bar Mitzvah boy, it's Takabi Shosha Kahanim Nechnasim Lachav Shemasim. It goes by Tzeitzik HaKavim. So therefore, the mission is Alibi de Hilchasa for the person that it was targeted to, which is for the Bar Mitzvah Bacher. For him, the Takabi, the Zman has to be Tzeitzik HaKavim.
That's also talks about the